On this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, I am back in New York, not in Florida. That's pretty funny. We're going to be talking about Hunter Biden getting the pardon. We saw this coming a mile away. We're going to break down everything going on with that and the way the liberals have reacted, the way they have melted down about Kash Patel being named as the FBI director. We're also going to talk about the 2028 Democrat field already shaping up. You're not going to believe who is now talking about throwing their hat in the ring. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Monday edition of the show today. Back from the holiday edition of the show today. December rolling into Christmas season edition of the show today. And I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share it, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be towing. Let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York. It is Monday. It is December 2nd, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game, and he is in the holiday spirit. Producer Frankie, Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. How you doing, Frankie?
Merry Christmas, Mike. And you know, there's a chance. Who knows? There's a chance we could be bringing back the dancing gingerbread man. We'll see. We'll see. But hey, I'm just feeling that jolly.
Back by popular demand.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the dancing gingerbread man. People love the dancing gingerbread man. And I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's so great to be back. Frankie and I are pumped up. We were talking before the show about the future of what we're doing in the show and our programming and some of the cool things at our studio. And we got a lot of exciting things in store for you as we are now on episode 533 of this program. It is kind of unbelievable how time has been flying. But you know what's funny is that as we were starting this show, again, as this show was birthed, it really was birthed during the COVID era. It was birthed during the Joe Biden era. We knew a couple things would be fact. One, we knew that the COVID narrative one day would be borne out as a total scam. Everybody would acknowledge it for what we were saying it was at the time. Two, we acknowledge that the BLM riots and everything going on was an absolute sham in its own right as well. That was designed to interfere in the election. Three, we knew that Hunter Biden was an absolute crackhead, deranged criminal, and that he would face no repercussions for his actions because at the end of the day, that protected the big guy, Joe Biden. We knew that this illegitimate regime would act in illegitimate fashion, weaponize the system against President Trump. And we just hoped and prayed the whole time that President Trump's popularity and the too big to rig message and everything that was on our side, that was the millions of people, that was God on our side, that was everything, that that would carry the day. And it did. However, as Joe Biden is sunsetting right now, as it's now 50 some odd days until this geezer will never be seen or heard from again, as he cut a deal to get out of the race, he got in the race, he said he was going to be a transitional president, he was anything but, he wanted to stay in the race, he got grouchy and angry because he is a gangster, he's a thug, after all, Joe Biden is. But then, like a thug, he acknowledges other thugs and praises them. Revisionist history. We've been right about all of it. Here's Biden over the weekend praising a criminal, Dr. Fauci. Roll.
A special thanks to one of the great public health officials, a true hero, who we've led this fight against HIV/AIDS, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Where is that? HIV/AIDS? Is that where? Is this in this COVID times?
HIV/AIDS.
Yeah, good man. That's the guy who cut open dog skulls and put like, what did he put like? He put bugs in them?
Oh, flesh-eating flies.
This guy's a sick bastard.
Poor
beagles.
Yeah,
flesh-eating flies. Obviously, he presided over, you know, the COVID scam. That was his role in the whole system. And I guess I guess he spread HIV AIDS. It's all he could have ever been accountable for. Yes, Frank, you had something you want to say?
Well, just to go back, Mike, let's go all the way back to me and you just deciding to start this beautiful podcast. Beautiful, if I do say so myself. But back then, Mike, this was the time when we were getting like links sent to us, Mike. We'd go through the links and it would be all the content, right? The content of the Hunter Biden laptop downloaded onto a server. Yeah. We'd go through it and then all of a sudden, boom, it would disappear. And then we'd find another link, Mike, and we'd go through this horrendous content and then it would disappear right off the internet, like this, like that, like that. It all disappeared. Just interesting. Very interesting.
It's actually why the show was born. The show was born because we said we need to show people things that they're not seeing on television. Like, you wouldn't have known who Hunter Biden was unless you saw it on alternative media. You wouldn't have known the extent of it. You'd be like, oh, there's some business dealings and like this. But you wouldn't have known the extent of it. And you wouldn't have known actually what was going on with the southern border and with President Trump. Again, even if you watched Fox News, which is like, again, Fox News is a moderate news station. Everything else is a leftist news station. There's no right-wing news stations, okay? Except for things like this. But if you were watching the fake news over the last couple of years, you would continue to hear this drumbeat that Trump was literally Hitler. And even to the bitter end, with 50 some odd days left, with Trump getting elected into mandate, they have not changed their tune. This was CNN over the weekend talking about President Trump on the incoming. Again, people voted for a mandate. They voted for mass deportations. They voted to fix the immigration system. They voted for a wall. They voted for deportations and for stricter measures to protect American citizens at the end of the day. This is how CNN continues to cover it. Roll it.
Promise you with every fiber of my being, because I'll probably be one of those people, that if anybody comes for these people and tries to drag them out by force, there will be protests of people like me, American citizens, who are going to stand there and do everything possible to prevent these women and children, which is all who these people are.
How about the criminals?
From being,
how about the terrorists? How about the
criminals? How do you sort
stop.
Through
how do you know who it
how
is?
How do you sort through all,
that's the problem.
Stop. I'm sorry. I live next to these people. I can tell you they are women and they are children. Are there terrorists among them? I don't know. But I can tell you that
neither does the government. But I can tell you.
But what I'm telling you right now, practically speaking, is that there will be people, American citizens, who will prevent these little kids from being dragged out of these shelters. There are. And what's going to happen to these people? What is going to happen to the military when the military opens fire on us?
No one's... Can you say...
Hang on one second.
Oh, my goodness. Get out of here. The military's going to open fire. You guys had a systematic burning down of every major city in America during the coordinated stage destabilizing powder keg that you created to George Floyd scam. That was coordinated by leftists. That woman says Democrat strategists. That was coordinated by, I don't know, Democrat strategists. Military didn't open any fire, did they? And let me tell you something else. Oh, I live amongst them. She doesn't live amongst them. I live amongst them. I see it in New York City. I see the way they're lining people up. I see the way they're hanging out in the corner. Again, are there women and children? Sure, but you know what? Well, a lot of those children are trafficked in. They're raped and maimed and beaten and used as little currency chips along the way. It is disgusting. That is, and she's smarter than that. She knows what those children are used for. She knows it's a scam. She knows you need a reset. She knows just because the crime has been committed and they've all been pushed in that now you can't undo the crime. What about the American suffering? Yes, Frank.
You know, it's just disgusting when she talks about, oh, people like me are going to protest. It's like, okay, you could protest all you want. You could protest for whatever you want. But I could tell you right now, and like it's hard to even say things like that, but like, you know, with these, you know, putting out a scenario, but it's like if that woman, God forbid, that woman is on her way to her cushy job at CNN and she gets attacked by an illegal migrant, that's where the actual, that's where the real protests come in, okay? Ashley Babbitt. It's like, that's what matters. That's what you should be protesting. It's when someone's killed by a person who shouldn't be in this country, that's where it matters. That's where your voice should be heard. But we got to hear about, oh, this person, you know, they're leaving, they're being deported, but they have children here and they have a choice whether they want to stay or go with them. What?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Oh, I don't know if they're criminals. Lakin Riley. Okay. Officer Sidnick. So many people. There are countless examples of gang crime, violence, and just a feeling of not being comfortable in your streets because now you have, you know, migrant gangs coming in on the streets and then you have like, you know, other gangs. It's just a mess. Women don't feel comfortable walking down the street. That's a fact. It's actually a growing trend. It's like a TikTok trend. It's like women don't feel comfortable walking down the street anymore. But she lives amongst them. Totally. Are you kidding me? She lives in an isolated city block near the CNN building. She goes in, goes out, gets Uber Black to everywhere she needs to go, doesn't take public transit, doesn't walk around the streets, doesn't do anything. Oh, but she sees it. She lives it. The women and children, it's disgusting. But let me tell you something. This is a theme. It's called lawlessness. It's called intentional chaos. And it's called lying through their teeth. That's what the Democrat Party has done. Unwitting stooges getting paid money to carry out lies like that. We'll talk about the biggest lie of all. Again, Joe Biden, who is the vegetable in chief, who is the crime boss of the Biden crime family. We all knew that Hunter Biden was guilty of crimes. We all knew that those crimes would never be fully borne to light, because if they were, that would then implicate Joe Biden. We knew that Hunter Biden was guilty of a litany of things. We had Bob Alinsky. We had Archer. We had the laptop from hell, which then the government lied in the media and said it was Russian disinformation. How do you Russian disinfo Hunter Biden and weighing crack on the scale? How do you Russian disinfo text messages saying, I'm sitting here with my father, and if we don't get the money, well, we're going to have a problem. And he's literally not texting that to like some little person, like some little baby. He's texting that to vicious, organized criminals in China and Russia. So like those are oligarchs and organized criminals in other countries. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were bigger, more vicious, more capable organized criminals. That's why they were bullying organized criminals and oligarchs in other countries. The countries that they tell you were the worst people, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were bullying them, thus making them worse and more dangerous than them. Am I right, Frankie?
Mike, just like, yeah, to put the cherry on top, it's like those emails, all those emails that were leaked with Biden and their business associates, like, you know how many times Biden dropped the N-word in his emails? It's like, if that was Don Jr., they wouldn't even care. I mean, this man was, the amount of corruption in all of these business dealings, plus the prostitution, plus the drug, plus everything. Are you kidding me? Don Jr. would be buried just from the email saying the N-word. I mean, they skip it all. Like, absolutely. Any little crumb of that, they ending of their all. World. Yeah.
So they skipped it all. The media never covered it. And then they would ask the question as it was coming down to the wires. Hunter Biden got indicted. Remember, he had the plea deal. Remember, his lawyer was calling up, like, misrepresenting who he was to the prosecution, like, trying to, like, I don't remember the story, Frankie, but remember, like, his lawyer was, like, calling up, like, the investigators, saying he was somebody else. Like,
yes, no, just the
he was saying he's from the congressional office.
Yes.
Like, and he wanted, like, these documents and, like,
to be
so
waived.
It was, like, again, total, like, just strong-arming, thug-like behavior.
This is also the lawyer that was, during a meeting with Hunter Biden, dealing with, they just caught us. They caught us calling in to pretend to be someone else. We're gonna ruin this whole plea bargain. During that, Hunter Biden's lawyer walked out on his own terrace and took a bong rip that was filmed by CNN and all the others. They watched him take a bong rip out of weed out of a bong to go back into his meeting with Hunter Biden. Oh.
They don't even care. They don't even care. And then the question gets asked by, this was asked many times, Joe Biden, will you pardon your son? Roll it.
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution, but let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
Boom, there you go. I don't know how much more black and white it gets than that. Again, Joe Biden, man who, I remember that interview vividly because he struggled to complete the words. Yes, okay, very clear. And again, Joe Biden's not of a stable body or mind, so you can't be signing documents. It's not even binding. I would argue that if we want to go after Hunter Biden, we can still do it, because I think there's, like, you know, U.S. law that if the person signing something isn't of a, you know, coherent mind, then it's null and void. So I don't even think there is a pardon here, to be honest with you. Here's another flashback of Joe Biden talking about Hunter. Frankie, roll this.
I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I'd abide by the jury decision. And I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Okay. Multiple examples of him saying that he will not pardon Hunter Biden. Now, at the time, it sounded good because the guy was attempting to run for re-election. Once he got pushed out of the race, there was a deal that was made, obviously. And the deal was that, hey, you step aside and we will not turn against you and your son. This is a moment for us. This is what the Democrats are probably saying to Joe. This is a moment for us to do two things. One, look bipartisan and say, hey, no one's above the law. We're going to go after Hunter Biden. And that kind of justifies him going after Trump. Look, we do both. But at the time, Biden's already been discarded of. Or we can sweep it under the rug if you get out of the race now, Joey boy. We're going to give you millions of dollars. You're going to ride off into the sunset. Get out of here. So I got to tell you, everyone's like, oh, Joe Biden lied. No, he was controlled the entire time. He wasn't allowed to say that Hunter would be pardoned because it wasn't up to him if Hunter would be pardoned. That makes sense. Then he issues the pardon, and you can see it right here. He didn't just pardon him for something specific. He pardoned him for like a range of like 10 years of anything that could happen insane. Under any circumstance whatsoever. And you know, again, it's the most ridiculous naked abuse of the pardon powers. And everyone's like, well, Trump pardoned this person, that person. Yeah, they did nothing wrong. It was a weaponized system. The Democrats set the precedent of weaponizing a system. Republicans haven't done that. Hunter Biden never even faced a fraction of the charges that he should have faced because he's been protected all the while. Even his charges on gun charges and whatever, the guy's guilty of so much worse. He's guilty of acting as a foreign agent and treason. He's guilty of so many horrible anti-American things in coordination with his dad. And he was only ever charged or went to trial for a fraction of it. So he gives him the blanket pardon that covers everything for like a 10-year span, totally closing the books and helping and saving Hunter Biden. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, you could. I mean, this is so broad that, I mean, we could find out tomorrow that Hunter Biden killed 50 people. He's a serial murderer. And I think he'd be covered under this. I mean, this is insane, Mike. What is going on?
I mean, there's a chance. I mean, listen, I'm not kidding. There's a chance. I'm not saying he has. I'm not saying he hasn't. But he's a vicious, mentally unstable guy. You think there might have been, you know, a woman who he roughed up a little? I don't know. Definitely possible. Have you ever seen the way he talks to women? Have you ever seen these videos of him talking to these prostitutes? Guy is a vicious, deranged criminal of the highest order. And the text messages implicating his dad are right there. He blanket covers it. They don't look into Hunter. They said, oh, well, but Mike, Joe's covered. Joe is not covered. That's what they said. Well, Joe, he didn't pardon himself. Come on. You think they're gonna pardon Hunter, get rid of Hunter, can't look into Hunter. Basically, if you look into Hunter, you find everything with Joe. You can't look into Hunter, you're not gonna find it with Joe. And everyone's gonna say, you can't indict a former president. They're gonna make like, you know, Trump is doing it for revenge. They're going to do the whole thing. And then Trump is faced with make this the crux of my presidency or get along with making America great again. It's a tough thing. Like he's got so many things to unwind with the deep state. But I'll tell you this. This is total ground zero. Every January 6th, peaceful protester who has gone through hell, immediate pardon on day one, shut up, we're doing it. And they didn't do anything wrong. This isn't even an equivalency. People are talking about that. And again, the January 6ers need to be pardoned. But this isn't even an equivalency. Because Hunter Biden committed anti-American treasonous crimes. These people walked through velvet ropes. This is more the same with the Democrat Party getting away for it. And listen to how CNN covers for it. Frankie, roll this clip.
So we were told that this sort of came to a head this weekend. And this is why President Biden decided now to do this. But as Isaac was just saying, that really is a sense of the conversation that has been going on really inside the family. And I'm told this has been very much a family discussion and something that has been not widely shared or discussed as a policy matter inside the West Wing. But they, there was a worry of future prosecutions or future potential the potential of what the incoming Trump Justice Department could do. So that, of course, is freighted in all of this as well. But for now, this moment, this certainly is a decision that President Biden, I'm guessing, did not come to easily. But as you played that statement before, so much has changed since June when he told David Muir of ABC News that he would not do that.
And let me tell you, so much has changed. Oh, Trump is going to weaponize the system. Guys, it's an utter joke. You know what's changed since June? Biden got pushed out, and the people who control him said, you can do it, and we won't come down against you for it if you get out at the time. That was the deal, guys. You're just seeing the deal play out. Biden crime family skirts the justice system. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Ah. I mean, we could have predicted it would have happened Thanksgiving break.
Unbelievable.
Right? Unbelievable.
We would have 100%, 100%. Thanksgiving, right there, right at the end, after the election. I knew it was coming. All right, guys, we got a word from our first sponsor of the show, Armor Colostrum, tryarmor.com/LFATV. Here they are, Frankie, roll it.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. My skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic. A green juice that replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
All right, try Arma.com/LFATV for 15% off your order today. Let's go. And now a word from our next sponsor, and those are our friends and over at Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com/LFA for 35% off your order. Listen, guys, it is Christmas season. The silent night starts with the right sheets, okay? And Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets are the ultimate gift this holiday season, elevating everyday luxury into something everyone will use and absolutely adore. We got the OG graphics there. I like it. It's a gift of unparalleled comfort. Every night feels like a serene escape. Oh, beautiful. Oh. Don't forget, holidays are the best spent lounging at home in the most comfortable pajamas imaginable. Cozy Earth doesn't just have sleeping and bedding. They also have pajamas designed for those cherished moments of relaxation, ensuring you feel cozy and stylish all Christmas season long. We say Merry Christmas. We don't say Happy Holidays. Absolutely not. So, guys, Cozy Earth, it's so breathable. You'll sleep several degrees cooler. It's all temperature regulating. It is made from this amazing, comfortable bamboo. It's unbelievable, and it is the ultimate, like I said, Christmas gift. It comes with a 10-year warranty, the Cozy Earth bedding and pajama set. So right now, order by December 13th for free shipping, and use promo code LFA for now, up to 40% off your order. It was 35 to 40 in my earpiece in the middle of the show. They updated it. 40% off your order. Give the gift of luxury this holiday season. Go to CozyEarth.com/LFA. Let's go. And you will be glad that you did. Frankie, how we doing?
Well, we're doing. Had that OG. Ready to rock. It's been a minute. Cozy Earth, let's go. Just that, you know, programming update
Cozy
to
Earth.
The fans. I'm also seeing some issues with Rumble, freezing. It's not us. They got some issues. It's okay. It's okay. Not too bad. We've had worse, right?
Rumble's having some issues.
Once in a while, get a freeze. They like to keep us on our toes. But hey, we're fine. Ready to
rock. To keep us on our toes. Well, I got to tell you guys, you know, it's very, very interesting. I tell you, a lot of people are talking in the chat. I mean, I see it right now. They're saying Crispy for New Jersey governor. A lot of people talking about the future of New Jersey politics. I've seen this governor primary. I've seen a lot going on. I've seen what the candidates are saying. I've seen what the candidates haven't been saying. I see the way people are self-styling themselves as MAGA. So I just think that I need to start speaking out about it. So on Thursday, I'm going to start speaking out about it, and there will be an announcement, and I'm going to be talking about what is going on in New Jersey. Yes, the future is bright in New Jersey. And as they said last night on WABC Radio, a friend of mine said, turn on WABC Radio right now. I turn it on. And they're saying, all eyes on Mike Crispy in New Jersey. You know, this is it. I mean, somebody's got to fight. Somebody's got to fight for MAGA in a clear-cut, unequivocal, no holds barred, no clouded judgment way. Somebody's got to do it. I will wear the mantle proudly. So you'll be hearing from us on Thursday of the updates and what is to come, the road ahead for MAGA in New Jersey. So, Frankie, I think we're ready to roll right back into it.
I love it. Log's excited. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It's Monday, December 2nd. Frankie, before we go on, super, super quick. Everyone's asking about your pizza tour. What was your favorite pizza in the in your pre-Thanksgiving pizza tour? You got a lot of attention for that last week. We only will interrupt the show for non-political news for something Italian, because as you know, it's Italian-American Civil Rights League. So, Frankie, what was your favorite pizza in the pizza tour you did pre-Thanksgiving for everybody on the show last week? Frankie and his family do this little pizza tour the day before Thanksgiving. Everyone's asking, Frankie, what's the best pizza?
So I will say this, like we've done such an incredible job the past, like, I don't know, it's probably been 5 or 6 years since we started this tradition, but we've made it through most of the popular pizza spots, in New York, Brooklyn area. But we had one more. So it was like, instead of doing 5 spots, we just went to one. And then we had some nice steak at Peter Luger's. So it was a little change up. But we went to Lindestry, Lindestry. It's an incredible spot. They have a spot in New York City. The original's in Brooklyn. We went to the original.
Oh, Lindestry. Yeah, of course. I've heard of them.
Yeah, so yeah. Basically this guy, a great Italian man. He basically moved to this country to be a soccer player. And he hurt himself. And he couldn't play soccer anymore. So he's like, I'm starting a pizza spot. And it's one of the best. So, Lindestry, Brooklyn. Great spot. Wow. Made a panna cotta.
Yeah, Lindestry.
You ever had a nice little panna cotta? Nice little Italian word for you, but it's like a spongy cake. They make the best. And obviously, pizza, incredible. There you go.
Panettone?
Panettone.
No?
Panettone.
Yeah, panettone. Amazing. Yeah, panettone. Yeah. Let's go. If you know panettone, you're a real one. So, anyway, all right. We sidetrack on that. That is a good place, Frankie.
Great.
Anyway, back to the news. So we just had to say, wait. We're talking about the end of the line for the Democrats, and I saw this news over the weekend about things breaking out in the Middle East, about Syria, okay, about Ukraine, about aggression. And my question is, how much more will these children do in the final 50 days? Again, they told us that the adults were back in charge when they got in. It's been anything but. We have never been so on the precipice of 3 simultaneous world wars, and it almost seems like they're trying to ratchet up the prospect of a world war in the closing days of this dying, failing, illegitimate regime. This was National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan talking about the days ahead for Ukraine, to which I say, who's authorizing this? It's not Biden. Who is escalating the situation and making world war more likely, if not for Joe? And why now, after the election? The people clearly voted against this, but they're trying to ram through what they can during the days in which they still have their power. Roll it, Frankie.
What are you telling your Ukrainian counterparts about American support in 51 days? After Biden leaves office?
Well, first, what I'm saying is we are going to do everything in our power for these 50 days to get Ukraine all the tools we possibly can to strengthen their position on the battlefield so that they'll be stronger at the negotiating table. And President Biden directed me to oversee a massive surge in the military equipment that we are delivering to Ukraine so that we have spent every dollar that Congress has appropriated to us by the time that President Biden leaves office. So that's first and foremost what we're focused on. And then I've encouraged the Ukrainian team to engage the incoming team as well as to engage all of our allies and partners, because again, on January 21st, the war in Ukraine doesn't just go away. Obviously, the new team will have its own policy, its own approach, and I can't speak to that. But what I can do is make sure that we put Ukraine in the best possible position when we hand off the baton.
So you see there, they are attempting to muddy the waters and make it difficult for Trump to make a deal. Putin even said over the weekend, Frank, I don't know if you saw this clip of Putin in the press conference. He said, listen, I welcome President Trump's ideas and I'm willing to make peace with President Trump. And then Ukraine even said, hey, there's some territory and stuff, like, we'll cede it to make a deal. The cracks are already starting. And both, literally, even Zelensky is almost like he's feeling not being held hostage anymore. And he's like, no, maybe, like, and they're like, no, you can't do that. We're going to start it. We're going to start a war. It's unbelievable to me.
And just like that
how
one
obvious this is.
That one comment where Sullivan's just like, yeah, we're going to just make sure that all the money that has been appropriated to them, we're just going to make sure that all gets there before Trump gets in. It's like, what, are you kidding me? How many more billions? How many more billions? What are we doing? It's starting. The world war is starting. Also, Mike, real quick.
And
did you see?
I saw Frankie. Yeah,
Putin also, like, it was a separate press conference a little last week. He basically said, you know, we're looking forward to talking with Trump. And he mentioned, like, Putin literally said, you know, I don't think he's safe right now. I really think he should be protected. It's probably, he's probably not safe, which means he.
Yes.
What are we?
Yes.
No one cares.
Well, I think it's very interesting also, something that people aren't paying attention to as pertains to Putin, is that, did you see what happened in Syria, Frankie? That all of a sudden Syria is like under siege.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Like Syria, so like you have Assad, who again, who's not a good guy. I'm not saying anybody is a good guy or a bad guy. People will try to cheapen your explanation for the affairs of the world by saying good versus evil. I'm just talking USA, not in war. Assad, who is aligned with Putin, all of a sudden is under siege in a way that he hasn't been in years. I mean, in the last 8 years, all of a sudden in the last 50 days, there's like these rebel groups that are attacking and gaining ground in Syria. Come on. Do you think it's not the intervention of Biden's people there trying to stir it up? Like, come on. It's like, so, oh my goodness, the rebel groups are overpowering Assad. Come on. You turn on the jets a little bit. You start doing it. You go, look, Putin's enabling Assad. We can't have this. War crimes, crimes against humanity, Ukraine. And they're just trying to create a messier, more complex, broken situation. So people either say, oh, I don't really care about Syria because they can't comprehend it. Or they say, oh, well, Assad's bad and I guess this is good. You got to look deeper levels here of what they're trying to do and who pulls the strings. Who funds these rebel groups, Frankie? Frankie, who's always funded the rebel groups overseas for the last 20, 30 years?
America.
We funded Osama bin Laden for crying out loud at a time. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Back
to people not crack. It's sometimes it's tough because you know so much and the average mind can only it's tough for people to swallow. The tough pill to swallow is like, wow, like, you know, our government, our FBI. Remember when Christopher Wray and the FBI was like, oh, we're gonna help Ukraine, I'm like, what? You're like, they're like, what do you mean the FBI is gonna help Ukraine? Why would you announce that publicly?
Yeah, Mike. But the thing is, like, people forget, Mike. Like, back when we were taking over Saddam Hussein after we gave him all the weapons and then we said he was evil, like, people were, you know, it was like a normal spot, Iraq. Like, people would go on their honeymoons in Kabul. Like, that was a beautiful spot to vacation. It's like they ruined every one of these countries. They don't care. They don't care.
Yeah, they literally just flatten it. Yeah, they don't care because then they sell it off and they sell it off to the banks to rebuild. I mean, RFK talks a lot about this. Anyway, keep moving on here. But Democrats, again, adults being back in charge, Democrats melting down, Elon Musk with President Trump. You got Kash Patel. They can't take any of this. Roll this clip, Frankie, of them talking about it.
Both of you about some video. If you haven't seen this video yet of Elon Musk getting chummy with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving, they were apparently dancing in their chairs to YMCA. And, you know, there's Barron Trump next to the president-elect, but there's Elon Musk right next to him in his X sweater, I think, and a blazer. But, you know, Tara, I mean, this does raise a lot of questions about what Elon Musk's role will be in this incoming administration. I mean, just this week.
I love how they show the Twitter handle.
He's been targeting federal employees on X. He has been going after people like Colonel Alexander Vindman, accusing him of treason the other day on X. And he's been given this very big platform with the government, according to Donald Trump. He's going to be finding areas to cut in the federal government. What do you make of this relationship right now?
It's all really creepy. But money talks. And it's clear that Elon Musk has a motive here. He sees by cozying up to Donald Trump, he's going to have influence in ways that he's never had before. Not just being, he's had a lot of influence being the richest man in the world. But this is a whole different thing. He's literally taking on the role.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. The low IQ. If you're the richest man in the world, you could really have anything you want. You could be with anybody you want. And it's probably easier for Elon Musk to be with the leftists, again, who control everything, who have the media. It'd be easy for him to just say, you know what? I'm going to be with the leftists. I'm going to keep censoring things like Hunter Biden's laptop. Again, that was Twitter. Jack Dorsey, who shut down the New York Post on Twitter. Oh, I can't believe it's so creepy. It's so weird that somebody who runs a major platform would bend it to the needs of a political alliance that he has. But the best thing is with Elon is that, Frankie, Elon is just allowing everyone to say anything on the platform. And they're calling that bending to Republicans. When Democrats would literally just censor things from one of the oldest newspapers in the history of, you know, print publication in world history and say, oh, no, that's fairness. Come on.
Yes, Frank. And Mike, like, just to show, you know, the way that CNN is talking about Elon Musk, like someone like us who know the system and how it really works, it's like we look at that and we actually like it. We like when other networks are talking crap about our boy Elon. Why, do you ask? It's because if they didn't say anything bad, we would know that Elon Musk paid them, okay? And that's what the Gates Foundation has been doing for 10, 15 years. Like, the reason they call him creepy. Imagine calling Elon Musk creepy, but we'll just leave Bill Gates right there. He's fine. He's not a creep. The man injects.
Bill Gates isn't a creepy freak.
Yeah, because he pays millions of dollars to.
Play that clip of him with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
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 Play the clip where he goes, well, he's dead. You know? It's not creepy at all.
Yeah. The guy who's like being, you know, tried in different countries, India, for like injecting lethal vaccines to populations. It's like this man is actually evil. He just pays for the clean press. Elon Musk doesn't give a crap about the fake press because it's fake. He doesn't care. He's not going to waste his money to make his perfect image. He doesn't care because he's not an evil psychopath. You know what I mean? Unbelievable.
Exactly. All right. So 100%. Now, moving on to speaking of evil psychopaths, we are talking about, you know, the adults being back in charge, calling these things creepy. They're basically saying that we are doing everything that they've done over the last 4 years. It's actually bizarre how overtly they do it. Now, we've always said that's like the Democrat modus operandi. They always accuse us of doing exactly what they're doing. We've said that for years, but it really is ratcheting up to levels we've never seen. Here's Jamie Raskin on CNN over the weekend talking about how the FBI, under new FBI Director Kash Patel, could, be weaponized against American citizens. Roll this.
Do you think there are any issues inside the FBI around politicization, as many who voted for Donald Trump seem to say?
Well, undoubtedly, if you look at it historically, for example, during the COINTELPRO period, the FBI really was weaponized against Dr. King and the civil rights movement and the peace movement. There was, you know, decades of the FBI being basically used as a political instrument. There's an interesting book about that, about J. Edgar Hoover by Beverly Gage, that people can look at. I mean, and so I haven't seen what the proof is that the FBI has been weaponized against a political party or the Department of Justice. Of course, this Department of Justice.
Oh, he hasn't seen proof of it. He hasn't seen proof. How about all the people who, again, walked through velvet ropes, didn't do anything wrong? Many of them are military family people, and they show up with, you know, 10 armed FBI people, guns pointed at them, and they raid the home, they arrest them, they make their lives hell. What about when they raid Mar-a-Lago? And they planted evidence. Remember when they did the thing and they, you know, put like those fake like things that say classified, like they put those covers on it to make it look more sensational? Come on.
Mike.
Roll it, Frankie. We got this next clip.
Just real quick, like we didn't get to that part of the video. They mentioned, they always listen, this DOJ is not going after their political opponents because they went after Bob Menendez. It's like, just because this guy was so egregious with his crime that they had to go after him does not count. Sorry.
I agree. No, I totally agree. You have one little cherry pick thing of one sacrificial lamb, and that circumvents all of the crime. But here's the thing. You see people who are getting mad about Kash Patel being named as the FBI director, which tells you it was the best pick of all. Seriously, this is one of the best picks. Everybody who I talk to about the Kash Patel pick are elated about this. If you want somebody who's actually going to do what they say they're going to do, you pick Kash Patel. And when you listen to McCabe, who is a total inside deep state swamper who was fired out of the FBI, when you hear McCabe talk about it like this, you know we made the right pick. Roll, Frank.
Andrew, I just want to start first with you and just get your reaction to this news tonight.
Yeah, well, it's a terrible development for the men and women of the FBI and also for the nation that depends on a highly functioning, professional, independent Federal Bureau of Investigation. The fact that Kash Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job is not even like a matter for debate. So I think what we should really be thinking about right now is, what does this signal in terms of Donald Trump's intent for the FBI? The installation, or the nomination, I guess we should say at this point, of Kash Patel as FBI director can only possibly be a plan to disrupt, to dismantle, to distract the FBI, and to possibly use it as a tool.
So disrupt, dismantle, distract. Listen, these things, and again, Trump said it, everyone said it on the trail, these things need to be ripped down and rebuilt because they're corroded from the inside out. And let me tell you something else. You know, Kamala Harris is a prosecutor, a lawyer, all this. You know, Kash Patel has tried like many, many more jury cases than Kamala Harris. Like, the legal work is not even close of how many more cases that Kash Patel has been a part of than Kamala Harris, the prosecutor of our time. Kash Patel is more than qualified. Here are some of his qualifications. Marsha Blackburn.
Let me read this from President Trump's post. He says, Kash is a brilliant lawyer, investigator, and America First fighter who has spent his career exposing corruption, defending justice, and protecting the American people. So he's being praised on the right for all of that. But of course, the criticism from the left is already starting. They're saying Trump wants a supporter who's going to carry out his demands for specific law enforcement actions. What's your take on it?
Jackie, I think it is so interesting that those on the left are talking about experience, because Kash Patel has more experience than just about anybody coming into this position. He's been a prosecutor. He's been recognized by DOJ for success in these prosecutions. He has been the deputy DNI. He's been the chief of staff at the Department of Defense. He has a well-rounded background. I look forward to supporting him and pushing this nomination across the finish line. The American people want President Trump's cabinet nominees to be confirmed.
There you go. Kash Patel, obviously more qualified. And it wasn't just him. Let's roll this quickly of Ted Cruz also talking about it. Roll.
Listen, I think Kash Patel is a very strong nominee. I think the entire slate of cabinet nominees President Trump has put forward is very strong. I believe every one of these cabinet nominees is going to be confirmed by the Senate. I think Kash Patel is going to be confirmed by the Senate. You look at his background. He has a serious professional background. He was a prosecutor. He was a public defender. He was a senior intelligence staffer on Capitol Hill. He was a senior intelligence staffer in the White House. He was the chief of staff of the Department of Defense. He was the deputy director of national intelligence. And I got to say, all of the weeping and...
It's just like the guy, like, that's so, this is a fake news. It's like, he's not, and he's not even qualified. It's a nonsense. It's so obvious he's not qualified. Says McCabe, and then just like, all the qualifications. What a joke. These people are running scared. Their time is up. Amazing selection by Trump. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Looks like,
we get so much to say today, Frank.
Yeah, I know. No time.
We got to roll right into these ads. We're going to roll right into the ads. I wish we had more time. Everyone knows. Everyone wishes we had more time. But we're going to roll right into the ads, guys. Our next sponsor of the show are our friends on over at OFBFarms.com. Guys, head over to OFBFarms.com right now. It is Christmas time, and it is the best time to go get your Black Friday shopping done from OFB Farms. I think the Black Friday sale has been extended. 30% off your order right now. OFBFarms.com. Guys, yes, Black Friday Cyber Monday update. Here it is. Guys, happy Thanksgiving in the holiday season. Black Friday Cyber Monday ends tonight at midnight. Tonight at midnight, the Black Friday sale has been extended. Go get the greatest products known to mankind. We're going to MAHA, baby. That means make America healthy again. That means you're not using the disgusting, chemically concocted BS they try to sell you for a cheap rate at Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if that exists anymore. No. You need the all-natural, goat milk-based products made with love on a family farm in California. God-fearing, America First patriots run it. My friend Denise. And the goat farm. It's beautiful. Go follow them on social media and go get these products. They got soaps, the best soap ever. You'll never wash anything else again. They got lip balms, lotions, beard products, you name it. OPFarms.com. Promo code CRISPY. Cyber Monday sale ends tonight. Go get it. Frankie, anything to add on OP?
You know, I will. A little thing to add. I go to my Sabrina, my wife, I go to her cousin's house. They just bought a house, right? And they're showing me, they're giving me the tour. Beautiful house. Looking around, they show me this beautiful bathroom. I said, wow, look at this. You didn't have to redo this. You bought it like this. It's a beautiful bathroom. Sabrina's cousin, she goes, oh, even better. Look to the left. I look to the left. A beautiful shelf of stacked OFP soap all the way to the ceiling. That's what we like to see in my family. OFP to the moon.
OFP to the moon and to the ceiling. And to the window, to the wall. All right, back on the back.
Oh, no.
So,
on it.
OFPFarms.com, guys, go there right now. And also make sure you head on over. We're all over the place today, but it's a lot of fun. Make sure you head on over to collect45.com right now and use promo code CRISPY. Guys, use promo code CRISPY for 20% off your order. Guys, they have all of your favorite moments from President Trump's last 9 years memorialized on real gold, real silver, and real copper coins. Guys, do that right now, and you will save 20% off your order. This makes an amazing Christmas gift, okay? An absolutely amazing Christmas gift. Collect45.com is the website, and the promo code is CRISPY. And if you go there right now, you will be able to shop all of these amazing moments from President Trump's 90 run. I'm talking, they're going to come out with ones of him as the garbage man, him at McDonald's. You got the fight, fight, fight. You got the OG ones of him beating the impeachment. And they're minted on real gold, real silver, real copper coins. And the value of gold, silver, copper have continued to go up. But the price of these coins have stayed the same. So they have real value. It is a no-brainer. And it makes an amazing gift. So guys, collect45.com is the website. The promo code is CRISPY. And the deal is 20% off. Go there right now. Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing. You got Lil Jon stuck in my head. And all I can think is, vote for Kamala Harris. Yeah, all right. On in. Remember that one? Beautiful performance.
Ready for Kitney. He called her, you know what's funny is that he called her Kamala Harris. And like everyone says it's like racist. Everyone says it's racist to mispronounce her name. But like Lil Jon had like literally probably never even said her name before he was paid $1 million to like say her name in that, you know, that exercise of, paid off
turned
propaganda.
Down for what?
It's like, Kamala Harris. I'm like, wow, Lil Jon's racist. All right, let's get back into it.
On in. What a show. No time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York. Now, you guys know that people are already jockeying for position when it comes to 2028. The Democrats are already talking about it. They're already kind of licking their chops to get in the mix. And we've talked about Gavin Newsom, but how about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Before you laugh, here is Charlie Kirk talking about it. We made headlines that it is rumored that AOC is telling people on Capitol Hill that she's going to be running for president 2028. Here's Charlie. Roll it.
No, you're exactly right. I'll say this about AOC is that she has a lot of talent. She has tens of millions of followers on social media, and she is someone that needs to be taken seriously. If she were to run for the presidency within the Democrat Party initially, she would be formidable. And, you know, we as Republicans, we can laugh and we can try to make fun of her, but she understands where the energy of the Democrat base actually is, which is a progressive energy. Now, good luck winning in Ohio or Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, any of these Rust Belt states with that sort of radical left-wing perspective. However, this is whether or not AOC runs for the presidency will be a very interesting litmus test of where is the center and the soul of the Democrat Party. Are they going to try to double and triple down on what we would consider to be woke ideas or policies? Or are they going to try to moderate themselves the way that Bill Clinton did in the 1990s and was able to kind of build a Southern Democrat strategy that ended up being very, very successful for them in the 1992 and 1996 election.
So I think AOC does it, and I think what AOC does, I think she forces leftists to adopt, like, you know, the Democrats in the race, to move to the left on some of her stances, because again, you need to win, especially in primaries, like where like all of the votes are, like the Democrat states, New York, California. I guess this appeals, Frankie. One of the greatest, most cringiest clips of all time. Face of the Democrat Party, we just want an excuse to put you through it again. Watch this. Wow, who would have known this wouldn't have worked? Let's go Bronx. I guess she goes, are we ready? The Bronx. Ready to fight?
Those people in front are like 80 rows.
Wait. Take this borough back. Pretty sure the Bronx has been under Democrat control for the last, I don't know, 95 years, Frankie? Are you ready to take this borough back? From who? But listen, this is going to be interesting. AOC, maybe she's talking about other Democrats. Maybe she's talking about taking it away from leftists. That she doesn't think you're leftist enough. I think it's great. I'm excited. I want AOC, Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris running again. Who else, Frankie? Who else do we want on the Democrat ticket in 28?
I don't even.
Who do you think?
It's so bad. Jamie Raskin.
We want Hunter Biden, fresh off the pardon. We want Adam Schiff. Just keep going, Democrats. You're doing great. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
The Republican Party is going to be pretty big.
I can't hear you, the Bronx. What? Yeah, pretty big. So, all right, guys. Well, we appreciate you all tuning in. We thank you very much. And I want to tell you guys about our continued sponsors of this show and our next sponsor of this broadcast, our friends over at iTarget Pro. Guys, head over to iTargetPro.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. You want to talk about the best Christmas gift of all time? Well, here you have it. iTarget Pro, guys, it's a laser firearm home training system. Here's what you do. You buy it. It's a laser bullet. Okay, you buy the laser bullet. Comes with a target as well. You take the laser bullet, you load it into your firearm, and then you are dry firing, okay, using your gun. Again, your gun, so training with your gun, comfortable. Into the target, and it syncs up with the app. The app is easy to use. It's free, obviously, and you're able to download it. You're able to sync it up like there in the screen. You're able to have the target. It syncs up with the target. It tracks your accuracy in real time. You can set it up all around your house, get like the angles and the confines from like, you know, where you're shooting from in your house, and train. You know, you could train, your wife could train, your husband could train, your kids can train. It's a whole great thing for the family, and you should do it every single day to just stay sharp. You'll never know when you need to be the sharpest shooter that God intended you to be. So guys, it really does make the greatest Christmas gifts of all time. It's so cool. It's so badass. And we are so honored to have them as a year-long sponsor, iTargetPro.com. The promo code is CRISPY. Go get it right now. Christmas special, 10% off your order. You can see right there the iTarget cubes, these red cubes where you can set them up and like stick them to your wall, stick them down, and you could, you know, be a little bit more of an advanced player with that, you know, training, you know, your speed between rounds. And also, your accuracy and a little bit of a more honed-in sense. So, iTargetPro.com. Let's go. Frankie, okay. We got some chats. Guys, make sure you rumble this video. Make sure you guys share this stream. Make sure you guys drop some comments below. Make sure you guys subscribe to rumble.com/crispy. Rumble.com/crispy. We're going for 10,000 subscribers on there, Frankie.
Let's go.
Can we get to 10,000 by the end of the year?
Making moves.
We're at 7.2K.
We got this.
Can we get to 10,000 by the end of the year? It'd be nice. So we got this. We got this. Frankie always says that. We got this. So rumble.com/crispy. Go subscribe right now. We will thank you all very much for it. And yeah, we got a great live chat. It's awesome to see everybody here today. Bad Moon, Vintage Little Gal, Jennifer133. Conserva Q, caps locked. That's a good one. Caps locked.
It should be capital, so though.
Angry all the time. yeah, it should be in all caps. That's funny. OS Boar NH. I think Republicans will be winning a lot. I agree. I want to Raskin it put in the rack and flogged in public.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it's kind of based, I think. all right, let's roll right back into it.
On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, and welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, I want to end the show on a positive note. We're winning very much, no matter how much they kick, no matter how much they scream, no matter how much they cry. But it's interesting how some Democrats are all of a sudden going along with what President Trump is saying. You saw Justin Trudeau fly to Mar-a-Lago on Friday night to meet Trump and pay homage to him, to say that he's going to work with him and kiss the ring. You see Democrats now saying that they'll be a little bit softer on illegal immigration. Some are digging their heels in. They're going to go to jail. Tom Homan's ready. But you see people like Kathy Hochul who are saying things that are totally not like Kathy Hochul. Listen to this.
one, Rebecca.
Governor, First Lakeman in Nassau County has said Nassau County is not a sanctuary county. We're going to cooperate with ICE. Do you have any plans on, you know, ways that the state might approach the president's plans for mass deportation? Is New York as a whole, under your leadership, a sanctuary state? And I believe that there's a coalition of governors akin to your climate leadership governor coalition focused on protecting immigrants. Is that something that you'd consider joining?
When I would say this, our immigration system is woefully broken. It's been broken for decades. There was an opportunity to make meaningful change that the Republicans in the House of Representatives killed, and they should be held accountable for that.
Still going on that
but
one.
But we need to fix the border, fix the system. But I'll tell you this. Those who come here legally...
Wait for this. It's great.
We want to get them jobs. I have 460,000 open jobs in the state of New York.
Good.
I want them to get the proper work permits.
That doesn't sound good.
I want them to keep their temporary protective status, if that's what they have.
Wait.
I want to make sure that they're part of contributing to society while they're here. That's separate from people who are criminals. Someone breaks the law, I'll be the first one to call up ICE and say, get them out of here.
Oh.
So there is a difference.
You've
in
got
categories.
A lot. You already spit out 100.
I just had a meeting this morning with my team.
All right, so... So Kathy Hochul, these illegals right now, up until that point, the illegals who are committing crime have been let out with no bail, Frankie. They've been let out with no bail. So, hey, Kathy Hochul, I guess it's a step in the right direction. You know, she had a phone call with President Trump. There have been many cases of illegals beating, harming, badly, in some cases killing people, and they're let out with little
spit
to no
right
bail.
Back.
Go deport them, Kathy Hochul. Go deport them. You say you're going to do it. This is the Trump effect. It's starting again. They're moving it in the right direction. Trump is moving these leftist governors. I mean, I think it's a crime to just be in the country. That's a crime. You committed a crime when you stepped on the land. But they're moving it. Trump's pushing them around. Let's see what happens. All right. Guys, it's been all the time that we have in the show today. You guys know we do this broadcast. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we're just getting started. Thank you all for tuning in. We love you. We'll see you back live tomorrow.